This is Mom's Moment. It's a parenting space. We all raising children in some way or another. They might not be physically our own children, but they're the children of our neighborhoods, the children of our schools, our communities, etc., etc. So we just have space to chat about the things that you may face. So today we're talking about back to school. It was a very long holiday, just over 3 weeks. Kids were at home, completely out of their routines, eating a little bit more sugar than usual and doing all that stuff. Now, after the long holidays, many children experience what's known as back-to-school adjustment. Now, they've gone from relaxed days, sleeping in, snacking, la-la-la-la, no homework, you know what I'm saying? Children don't always have the words, right, to explain how they're feeling. Sometimes those feelings come out in tears, in tantrums and frustration, and as parents, you losing it. As grannies, you're losing it. As caregivers, you're losing it because you're not understanding the child is struggling to adjust to this way of life again, right? Now, take a listen to audio from Dr. Amy Morse, who is a pediatric psychologist. Dr. Morse talks about the emotional challenges children and teens face as they transition back to school after a long holiday. This is taken from Managing Back to School Anxiety Resetting for Success podcast. Have a listen.
And what are some of the most common signs of back to school anxiety in children and teens?
Some kids may say to a caregiver that they don't want to go back to school. Other kids may say they're feeling nervous or have a stomach ache or a headache. Some kids have a hard time falling asleep in the days leading up to school. And other kids may be self-critical or self-conscious. So it's important that caregivers talk with kids about their thoughts and feelings and remind them about the ways they've managed fear of the unknown in the past. And I just want to add, if caregivers have concerns about a child's health, they should consult with a child's pediatrician.
Sure. Well, that makes me want to ask you, how can parents differentiate between normal nervousness and more serious anxiety that may need professional attention?
When caregivers notice that a child's behavior is more extreme than in prior transitions to school, a child may be more angry or grumpy or even appear more anxious. Those are important things to keep in mind. For some kids, they experience persistent sleep difficulties or lose their appetite. And when caregivers notice these things and perceive that a child's behavior is more persistent, bigger than really the situation, and getting in the way of their day-to-day functioning, they may want to seek additional support.
Yeah, so here's the question. Hands up if the first week back at school has been tougher than expected. Parents of KZN, are your kids coming home a little bit emotional, tired, or having tantrums that just normally wouldn't happen? We'd love to hear from you. What changes have you noticed? How are you helping them get back into ease and waking up early and staying up with homework, etc.? Drop us a voice note, 061-792-9495, or you can give us a call on 087-086-9495. We will end the moment, the hour rather, with Dr. Better, who is a psychologist. We'll chat to him also about how we can assist our young people. Hi, Dr. Better.
Carol, good morning to your listeners as well.
Ah, good morning, good morning. So, Dr. Better, I'm sure you get situations like this quite often in your rooms where parents misunderstand a child's anxiety or just struggling to get into the routine after a long school holiday. Is it normal, or how do we deal with this?
Guys, it's very normal. I love the topic as well. I mean, just to also ease the parent there, guys, it is very normal. Because remember, everything has now changed. You know, increased mental demands, social interactions are very high. And a lot of classroom expectations as well, sensory stimulation. So throughout the day, kids are working on that. So it's very important for us to understand that this is all due to what we call emotion regulation. And that dysregulation that happens, you know, pre and post is what we call the after-school restraint collapse as well. Mm. So what they're feeling is very normal as well. Remember, it's like going to gym, your muscles are used to it. The minute you know, there's going to be withdrawal symptoms. The fatigue, the pain that you feel is actually telling you your body that you're about to actually incur a level of change as well.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Dr. Better, these signs we've spoken about, tantrums, obviously in the younger kids, it'll be tantrums, it'll be tears. How do we differentiate? So with young kids, I'm assuming it's a tantrums. With teenagers, mm-hmm. maybe it's more withdrawal. Can you give me the top sort of things you can look out for with the little kids in primary school and then the older kids in high school?
Ah, good one, Carol. I mean, with the little one, obviously it's going to be tantrums. There's going to be a lot of behavioral, issues as well. So with the little ones, we have what we call malingering or feigning type of deceptions, or not disorders per se, but certain things for parents to look out for. There's going to be a certain lying as well. Mommy, I've got a tummy ache. I don't want to go to school. Mommy, the teacher said this and this. Mommy is not, I'm not going to do work because the teacher said it's not actually important. So all of those deceptive type of things, just to steer them away from what they actually need to do. Those are the most important overt signs. They're going to lie about being sick. They're going to lie about not getting to school on time. They're going to forget certain things. It's PE. They're going to forget their clothes. It's drawing. It's this particular. But them forgetting certain things is actually an indicator of them not wanting to engage in anything. And then the older ones is definitely that. There's going to be a lot of attitude. There's going to be a lot of back chatting. There's going to be a lot of how they wear their uniform is going to be slightly changed. Where the collar is going to be up, the tie is not going to be buttoned, certain sock that's going to be missing. So anything that is defined, that is shying away from them being participatory in the act of school itself, is definitely a very warning sign for us.
What are some of the ways we can help our children that are struggling? They are forgetting the socks, as you mentioned. They're getting a bit chat backy to the parents. They're throwing themselves on the floor, the younger ones, and saying they don't want to go to school. What can we do to help them?
That's a great one, Carol. I think the most important thing is, remember with the little ones, guys, those are superheroes as well. So we need what we call voice modulation. For instance, if they are coming back after school with a very high tone, try merge that tone. So it's important for you to give them like 20 to 30 minutes in terms of quiet time. Don't rush into asking them, how was school, the particular questions and how to phrase them, to just get them more intrigued in terms of how to say certain things to you. For instance, how was school is not a great question. So for instance, what made you smile today? What was the hardest part of your day? Is there anything you wish you had done differently? So that is very open-ended and very inviting. So it gives a parent also insight as to what was happening. Or for a healthy snack, water, hunger and dehydration can also amplify emotional reactions as well. So let's just make sure they are very hydrated. They're not hungry as well. So it looks like, for instance, we need to amplify our communication with them. For instance, it looked like today was a difficult day for you. How can I help? What was really hard for you? So encourage calming activities as well, such as drawing, reading, and just spending time outdoors. Or remember, walking barefoot outside stimulates the hormones and just get them into a very homeostatic type of state. So it's very important for us to always balance them. And sleep is very encouraged as well. So it's very important for us to see and acknowledge that. So downtime in terms of screen time, them watching TV and all of that. So it's also going to be a transition for them. Just talk them through. It's going to take a few weeks for them to get back, but all of those things are important for them to get back into it as well. And for us to actually be able to differentiate between, is it stress or just is it anxiety or just a stressful period as well? Because we need to actually unpack and see when to actually call it a problem or not.
Dr. Betta, I could sit and talk to you all morning, man. That was eye-opening in itself. Thank you so much for those tips. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Great, great conversation, by the way.
Thank you. We'll chat to you again soon. Dr. Betta is his name. He's a psychologist by the name of Benedict Mhlongo, but we like Dr. Betta because he helps us feel better.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.